Welcome to the first episode of Start the Week with Freddie Ford. Good morning, Freddie.
Good morning. Well, I think it's just broached into afternoon, but hi.
So we are going to talk a little bit about how your role as president has changed in comparison to how it was to be a student. And of course, you're still very much involved in the student community. Last week was a very busy one.
Yeah, it was, of course, with the referendum. I just want to say a quick thank you again to everybody that helped run it, everyone from the university who ran the systems, but particularly to the students who actually made the campaign come alive. I think it's a hallmark of St Andrews that we have high turnout on elections, but I also think that it just says a lot about the kind of students we have here, that they cared so passionately about something on either side and they wanted to have a good discussion about it.
Yes, very true. Thank you. Speaking of being part of the student community in a different way, you were briefly talking to me about Raisin Weekend and how there have been some complaints.
Yeah, I think this is something that happens every year. Naturally, Raisin Weekend has its upsides and its downsides. I think it's important to start by saying that so many of the overwhelming majority of people who take part in Raisin Weekend do so in a very respectful and fun manner. I think, as usual, there's with any activity on that scale, there's always going to be a few people who let us down. But I don't want to be a naysayer. It's a fantastic weekend, and I can say I enjoyed it just as much as the next person.
What was your raisin like?
I remember being at a gig in a garden. That was good fun. Although I was speaking to the next door neighbour, who happens to be one of our former board members, just the next day, and he said, "Oh, there was this loud music." And I said, "It was great. You should have been there." So that took him rather by surprise. I had a great opportunity to catch up with my grandchildren, actually, which is one of the features of being a fifth year here. I've decided to give them double-barreled surnames, which is my name followed by their parents' name, because all my children to me are Ford. I call them their first name and then Ford. So I've double-barreled my grandchildren, so it identifies who I am and then who their parents are. But that's just me, you know, keeping myself entertained.
Fair enough. So what's on the agenda this week, and any plans?
Well, actually, just on the Raisin meeting we had last week, we have a sort of catch-up each year to see kind of how things went. And amazingly, it was, for what it's worth, statistically one of the most successful we've ever had, in the sense that we had a low-ish number of complaints and good report from the police. But we can always be doing better, and I think we have to be mindful of that, the association. I'm actually today, on the back of that, writing letters apologising to those who complained and making some phone calls to make sure that people understand that we are doing everything we can to encourage students to enjoy Raisin Weekend without... And there's no reason why you can't enjoy it, but it's just there's some particular extreme activities which obviously upset local residents. I just also want to say a massive thank you to Student Services. The amount of work that they put in to make sure that Raisin happens. And as you can imagine, some people end up in a rather sorry state, and Student Services are there to pick up the pieces. So a really big thank you to Chris Lusk, who's head of Student Services, and all of her team for everything that they do. Something else I've been getting up to recently, and actually has been, I hope, something of a hallmark of my year, has been doing everything I can to match up the appropriate SRC members with those figures in the university who make decisions based on the policy areas that the SRC members represent. It's a rather long way of saying that making sure that the SRC have direct access to the people who make decisions at the university. And I think the accommodation survey had quite a lot of... coverage, which I'm really glad about, because they put a lot of work into that, and I'd be really keen to see more of that happening. So yeah, I think, you know, on all levels, the closer we're working with the university, the more we can be a part of their decision-making process at every level, the better.
Yes, I agree. So you were also telling me that you are progressing quite a lot with the Class Gift as part of the Your 600th initiative.
Yeah, that's right. So Your 600th is a vehicle to encourage students to celebrate the 600th in their own way. But it's also got a fundraising element to it. And separately to Your 600th, we've set up the Students Association Bursary Fund, which Your 600th is raising money for, but Class Gift is also raising money for. And we also hope that other events and activities and individuals will have an interest in running an event that might raise money or just even be an activity for the 600th, but that might raise money for the bursary fund. And we've had a few people contact us about that in the last week. But yeah, we're working with Class Gift on selling Christmas cards with the human coat of arms image. So expect those to be hitting the library pretty soon. And yeah, looking forward to working with the team. They've got a really strong team this year. So I think the more we can do to encourage students to realise that they have an opportunity to give back to the same community that they relied on for the past 4 years, I think the better. And the more that we can take control of that as a students' association, the better.
Just for people that haven't looked into this before, where do you suggest that they start to look for information on how to get involved with this?
With the Class Gift? The Class Gift is aimed predominantly at fourth year students, and they have a committee which was recruited by Open Application, which I helped support. And I would encourage all fourth years to keep an eye out for Class Gift activities. I know they have a Facebook page, and like I said, they had their launch. And yeah, you'll see them outside the library sending Christmas cards, and we'll be there to help.
Great. In terms of widening access focus, I know that that's going to be a very big part of your semester, coming semester. What are your plans with that?
Well, I think I made it clear at the time of the election, or rather you could say it was made clear to me, that the two overwhelming issues that need to be faced on by the Students' Association this year were accommodation, which we're making great leaps forward with, and on widening access. And in semester two, I'll be turning my focus primarily to widening access. And today I'm having a meeting with a couple of the ambassadors who do an enormous amount of work to promote widening access or widening participation to St Andrews. And with a senior figure of the university, the university who will be helping us develop that. And in particular, the students may have heard recently of something called an outcome agreement. Now, these are new agreements that the Scottish Funding Council, i.e. the funding arm of the government, have insisted that universities employ in order to get their funding, and they place a specific focus on encouraging more diverse backgrounds here at university. I've always stated that St Andrews should be taken in context. We have quite a difficult reach to make because we're so isolated from a lot of Scotland. But I think we need to appreciate the context. But I think you know, some headlines can be very unhelpful, which understate how much we are doing. And I think it needs to be appreciated how much St Andrews is doing, the amount of scholarships that have come in this year, for example. Otherwise, we'll be putting off the very students that we're trying to attract. Yeah. But we need to be doing more, and I've already had some discussions to that end, and I'm hoping you'll, as a result of the meeting I have today and another in 2 weeks, I'll be setting up an agenda which you'll be hearing more about in the second semester.
Great news. I understand there's some quite exciting news regarding the redevelopment of the union.
Yeah, well, there's been, I hope, lots of exciting news about the redevelopment of the new union. We've had public consultation or other opportunities for students to get involved in the rebranding, and that is coming along apace, which is really great. And we've got some really strong ideas about how we want to present the union when it's rebuilt. But I have been asked quite consistently by, among others, the Hong Pao Chinese Society about a karaoke space in the new union. And I think I've managed to identify one. So what we've got is a new nightclub venue, which has a VIP booth at the end, and I'm going to make sure that that VIP booth is converted to feature all of the equipment that's necessary for a karaoke booth. And it then can become a bookable space just like any other. You could even book out the whole nightclub venue as a karaoke event if you wanted to. But given that it's only going to be used for, you know, maybe two or three evenings regularly a week. It can be a karaoke space for the rest of it.
That is great news. Well, thank you very much.
You won't catch me singing in it, though.
Oh, that's a shame. Thanks a lot.